In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. We do appreciate it very much. Starting off the week, myself and Charlie and the Trump train. There it is. A little over a month to go. That's all that's left. And we got to ride that all the way through the election itself. So we'll talk more about that today. Got a lot in store for you today. So in this first hour, we've got Vince Thompson joining us. He is chairman and CEO of Melt. And talk about how, especially college kids, but you yourself, how college kids can build and boost their brand and help them out with their job prospects along those lines. Cyrus Krohn, author of Bombarded, he's a digital media expert, talked about the 2016 election. He'll talk about this one as well. Michael Beatrice, who is an expert on COVID, is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour as well. Of course, Richard Rush will give us an update on the sports end of things. Steve Heck will join us at the 5 o'clock. Out in the 5 o'clock hour, I should say. He's going to talk about the Breonna Taylor case exposing Marxist deceit. And then Secretary of HUD, Dr. Ben Carson, will join us at the 5:30 mark as well. So a lot in store. We'll get right with it, though. The impossible question of today, and you can answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Friday's, by the way, was already handled. That's why we don't go over Friday's question today, because we do it in the 5 o'clock hour on Fridays. But today's question of the day. 13% of workers will do this at work and then regret it. Charlie can chime in on this one. 13, it's not a high number. So 13% of workers, a little over 10%, do this at work and then regret it. Here's some ideas. Sneak home toilet paper, use the copy machine for personal use. That's like 90%, not 13%. So I would venture to guess it has something to do with their coworker, Charlie. Maybe tell their coworker something. Or, you know, whoa, Charlie said tell them who they're voting for. Ooh, that's not bad, Charlie. That's pretty good, actually. I was going to say tell them something that's secret that maybe you don't want publicized, and then they regret telling that particular coworker. Voting would be right along those lines. That's the thought process I was thinking. Answer this, though, on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. We've got a guest joining us here quickly. Before we do that, I've got a couple of things. One, Richard and the boys, Richard and Walt actually sent me this and said, you guys need to play this today. This is a tweet that went out of a song. It's a salsa song by Cuban Americans. And they boys said that with the Trump train and all that, we need to start off the show today or this week even with this particular song. So let me make sure the volume's up, Charlie, and here we go.
Oh, my.
Not everybody's against Trump, like the media wants you to think, by the way. These are Cuban Americans, by the way. There we go. All right, you're going to see more of that as we head into the election, which we've got some discussion lined up here today. We'll talk about Donald Trump and COVID and all that as well. Some of the experts even can chime in on that. But what Joe Biden says, just to put this in before we get to our first guest today, what Joe Biden says at times, I just have to shake my head. I'm going to play this, I think, twice for you all. And this came out in a tweet today at 2:12. I don't know when this was actually said, when Joe actually said this, but it has had to have been fairly recently. But here you go. Listen for yourself. Oh, hang on. Sound up, Charlie. One more time. Here we go.
Geez, the reason I was able to stay sequestered in my home is because some black woman was able to stack the grocery shelf.
Okay, so Joe says the reason he was able to stay home during COVID was because some black woman, quote-unquote, was able to stock the grocery shelf. Well, first of all, Joe, at least in every part of the country that I've been in, there's lots of different people from lots of different backgrounds and lots of different skin colors. I hate the term race, by the way, so I'm going to start using something different. Lots of different skin color, skin tone, that work inside of grocery stores. At least where I go, Charlie, I'm sure you're the same way for you. By the way, that includes young, old, male, female, lots of different skin color. You cannot stereotype who works at a grocery store. And as a side note, I've known a lot of different people over the years that work inside of the grocery store chains, in this case, in our area here, Safeway, King Supers, and otherwise, Albertsons. And a lot of folks used to think that working at the grocery store was sort of this low-paid, menial job. Not if you do it correctly. I know some people that have worked their way all the way up into some really high-level managerial positions for those companies and have fabulous jobs, by the way. Jobs that some of you would love to have. And guess where they started? Stocking the grocery store shelf. So just because you're a grocery store stocker doesn't mean you're somehow some lowlife and you have to be out while everybody else is home. What Joe should have said, if he was trying to be nice, which this didn't come across so nice, but if he was trying to be nice, you would have said something like, the reason I was able to stay home during the pandemic and still have groceries was because there were quote-unquote essential workers at the grocery stores stocking the shelves, making sure that we all had food to eat. That's what you should have said, Joe. I'm not a politician, but I know enough to not say because some black woman was stocking the shelf. And this is the guy running for president that everybody on the right loves, or sorry, everybody on the right doesn't like and everybody on the left loves. I don't like him either because I think he's I think he's not only a wolf in sheep's clothing, he's a communist through and through. And I frankly believe this is, in fact, what he feels about other people. I think Joe is just speaking his mind. I don't think Joe's trying to be politically correct. He just speaks what he thinks. That's my thought process. This is the true Joe Biden. And yet the left, those that are supposedly against racism, supposedly, I use that term loosely, by the way, he's the guy that's supposed to be their champion of, you know, everything that goes against racism. He's the guy that's going to straighten out the country. Just ask him. They'll tell you. Not in my book. In my opinion, Joe Biden's the biggest racist we've got in politics. At least one of the biggest racists. I don't know if he's the biggest, but he's right up there. And keep in mind, he said last week, I heard it for myself in the debate, I am the face of the Democrat Party. That's what he said last week, folks. Need I remind you? So the face of the Democrat Party thinks that the only body that stocks shelves at the grocery store are black women. Okay? Joe says he's the face of the party. So those of you on the left, is that really what you think? That the only body stocking shelves in the grocery store are black women? He's your guy. He said it. Pathetic. That's all I'm going to say. Absolutely pathetic. And if you're going to vote for Joe Biden because you don't like Donald Trump, you're just as pathetic. Yeah, I mean what I just said. Purefoy Chevrolet is next. If you want to buy a great car, by the way, new or used, in fact, I should also say this. If you're driving a vehicle you'd like to sell and you're not really interested in buying a car, they'll buy that used car from you as well. We've heard that many times. So give them a call today. Find out what they can do for you, new or used. They've got you taken care of. PurefoyChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith would love to help you with your planning of your future and make sure that you don't just accumulate wealth, but you actually know what to do with that during the retirement phase of your life and have purpose at the same time. Find him at klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Folks, the best meat on the planet, as far as I'm concerned, and you can have access to it without having to raise your own cow, your pig, your chicken, but still have access to meat that, frankly, is raised better than probably even most urban farmers could do themselves. And I mean that sincerely. Barber's Foods, they know where everything goes as far as the farm-to-table end of it is concerned. And right now, if you order from Barber's Foods, you get 2 pounds of free ground Wagyu, which, by the way, I had Wagyu from them Saturday night. Absolutely delicious. If you haven't had it, get yours today. It's beef, B-E-E-F, of course, at checkout to get you 2 free pounds of Wagyu. And that's ground Wagyu, but it's delicious, folks. You will love it. That's barbersfoods.com, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Flashback, October 10th, 2016. Poll, Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump by 14 points nationally. Feel like deja vu all over again? Stay positive. Stay upbeat. Don't let the poison infect you.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much. Our first guest of the day, Vince Thompson, joining us now. Vince, welcome to Rush to Reason, founder, chairman, of, and CEO, I should say, of Melt. What is Melt, first of all, Vince?
Well, Melt is a very large sports marketing agency, and we typically represent major brands in there and sponsorships of sports. So we've been fortunate to have worked with the Coca-Cola company for 20 years. And we were heading into working on our 18 Final Four when kind of everything hit the fan. So it's been a little crazy over the last few months, as it has for everybody. But,
yes.
There's a lot of silver linings in it.
Okay. So, and I, by the way, branding, marketing, all that kind of stuff. I've been a business owner myself since I was 22. So love these topics, Vince. I think it's very, very important whether you're working. By the way, everybody listening, and I think, Vince, you could probably attest to this. It doesn't matter whether you're working for somebody else as a paid employee, but at the end of the day, Vince, you are working for yourself, are you not?
Right, right. That is true. And here is the thing, is that everyone possesses the tools to treat yourself as your own personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the old days when, you know, you were coming through and I was coming through, we didn't have all these tools that are in our hands now, the wireless and mobile devices, LinkedIn, social media, and all those types of things. And so, you know, one of my big messages is to think of yourself as your own personal brand, particularly, you know, I talk to a lot of college students, which is kind of where all this came from, but, you know, there's no reason that you wouldn't now treat yourself as your own brand based on the tools and your ability to sort of control that message.
Yep, and I like what you say. We did not have the type of tools back when you and I were, you know, working our way through the ranks. That doesn't make any difference. We still had a brand, and you know, every
right.
individual, I believe, has a brand. And I say it all the time, Vince, and I believe this wholeheartedly. If you want to make more money no matter what you do, whether you work for yourself or whether you actually are an employee and, you know, you've sold your time to somebody else, which essentially is what you've done, if you want to get mm-hmm. more money for your time, for your hours that you're selling, then make yourself more valuable.
Right. Well, it's all a value proposition as well. So kind of, you know, and you and I are talking about my book today, Build Brand New, and we probably have very similar backgrounds. I actually went to Auburn to be a sports writer back in the 80s, and got fortunate. My first journalism class was taught by the head of sports publicity, and Bo Jackson was there, and Charles Barkley was there.
Wow.
And after that, I was like, wow, I want to be there. And went up to him after class and took the shot, and he said, come over this afternoon, and it got me on this amazing path,
wow.
career path. So I always made a vow that if I ever was in a position to help the next generation of executives and marketers and sports marketers, that I would do that, because I had so many guardian angels along the way, and I've been able to do that. But, you know, you'd be shot, John. The kids are getting tremendous education within the walls of the classrooms, but they may not be getting prepared for the tumble cycle, for the real world. You'd be shocked at some of the outreach I get and some of the resumes and lack of outreach. And I'm like, you know, I talk to these kids. I'm like, every interaction is an audition. You have to position yourself mm-hmm. as a brand. You have to
yes.
position yourself of how you're going to add value to the John Rushers or Vince Thompsons of the world, particularly in this COVID and hopefully post-COVID job market and entry-level job market. It's going to be really, really, really cold.
Well
and
said. No, well said, and congratulations. And by the way, I don't know about you, but I've thoroughly enjoyed the journey that I've been on. Yeah, it's been tough. I've also been known to say right. over the years that the way you make it in this world, Vince, is by outworking the guy next to you. So if you can do that,
right.
you know, it doesn't really matter what education level you've even got. If you can just outwork the guy next to you, chances of you making it and the other person not are pretty high. And I think that's very much true. You can see it across the board. Later in the day, we're going to have Dr. Ben Carson on the show, and you know, he's living proof of what I just said.
Right.
He's exactly what you and I are talking about.
Well, it's funny. When I got to Auburn, I came from a town of 800 in lower Alabama with one red light. And it was the biggest place I'd ever been. I lived at, an Opie-esque, Mayberry-esque childhood, but I immediately knew that there was a caste system of the haves and the have-nots.
Mm.
Not that there was anything wrong with that, but these kids coming from fancy schools, and they had been traveled all over the world, and, you know, my biggest trip of the year was to go to Atlanta to see a Braves game. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to outwork all these people.
Yep.
And I had a great public school education, don't get me wrong, but I'm going to have to outwork them, and I'm going to have to outthink them.
Mm-hmm.
It may take me a day or two, but I'm going to outdo them. And so that was the start of my journey. By the time I'd gotten out of college, I had been published over 200 times, produced hundreds of athletic contests with driving Dick Vitale and these famous people to the airport, building my brand, building
awesome.
my network. So I said, you know, if I'm in a position to help these kids. And so before the pandemic hit, I would travel to 20, 30 universities a year and talk about what got my attention as an employer. And then everything hit the fan, and I just felt called to write this book, and I felt called to take the program virtually. And we've got thousands of kids in the program now that you know, learn from people like you and me.
Awesome. Good for you. You know what? That's brings joy to my heart, because that's what's going to take to get the next generation where they need to be. I got to ask you this, though, and it's in my notes, but I have no idea what this means. What's the grandma test in relation to social media? I think I know, but I want to hear from you.
If you don't want your grandmother to see it on social media, you wouldn't want her to see it, do not post it. Because let me tell you, the first thing employers are going to do.
We're going to look.
The first thing we're going to do is look, because here's what we're looking for. Judgment.
Yep.
What type of judgment before I'm going to make a huge investment in you as an employee?
That's right.
Will you use it? If it doesn't pass that test, because every interaction, whether it's visual or verbal or what you're looking on the internet, is the form of an audition.
Yep.
And,
well said.
And particularly now, you know, John, I say, you know, I used to tell entry level kids, it's a fishing analogy. It's going to take 100 casts to get 8 bites to get 2 in the boat.
That's right.
Now it's going to take 500 to get 8 bites and 2 in the boat, because people who are unemployed are going to be willing to take lesser jobs or lesser salaries, and it's going to just crush the entry-level job market.
That's right.
And you're not going to be able to go to somebody's office to do an interview, so you got to bring the heat virtually.
That's right.
So like, but they're not, you know, my son is a sophomore at Georgia, and you know, they're in this virtual environment now, and it's a brand new world for everybody. So hey, you got to start thinking of yourself right now.
Think of the
Coca-Cola, Apple, Nike. What does your brand stand for? What are your value systems?
Yep.
What is that lens? What is that filter? What do you want to communicate to that potential employer? Because there's only one outcome from a college education, and that's your first job.
So in other words, what you're telling me, Vince, is having every other, you know, every third, you know, post on Facebook about you and your drunk friends doing something stupid probably isn't the best thing to build your brand, is it?
Well, you better get them down. Now, I will say this. I'm glad Facebook wasn't around when I was in college, because I did have a lot of fun.
Vince, you know, I know what you mean by that. But even then, I know you enough just from talking to you for 5 minutes that you would have had enough sense back then to not put that on social media.
No, don't put those things out there, because I'm just.
I'm not saying don't have any fun, and I don't think you are either. It's a matter of what are you publicizing.
It may seem like a good idea at the time, but you need to get that stuff down. And even if you want to express yourself and whatever your belief and value system is, that's okay too. But just know that it needs to be consistent with what you're trying to communicate as your brand, if you care, and if you're trying to get that first job. I mean, literally, we've all got to be thinking about this. You think about it every day. I think about it every day. But like I said, the students may not necessarily be hearing it or consuming it. And so I try to talk to as many of them as I can. And that's why when I wrote this book, I had a little time. You know, we're in the live event business. Things hit the fan. I mean, the record is scratched. And I said, you know what? I'm going to compile all my speeches from campus, and I'm going to put them in a book, and I'm going to say, hey, these are the things I think you need to be doing to get ready to get the internship or get the job. But you know, the funny thing is, I'm also counseling a lot of people who are unemployed, because it's the same tactics and same traits you got to use to get yourself back out there. And I'm going to tell you another thing, John. You know, the first question that I'm going to ask potential employees when I do interview them: what did you do with yourself during COVID?
Well said.
Did you play video games?
Yep.
Did you get under the bed?
Yep. Well said.
Did you try to figure out where that opportunity is going to be?
Well said. And again, folks, we're talking to Vince Thompson, and he is author of Build Brand You. And by the way, you can find the book at Melt. It's MELTATI.com. MELTATI.
ATL.
Atlanta. So I assume that's Atlanta, right?
Yeah, Hotlanta. And like I said, it's called Build Brand You. It's pre-orders on Amazon. I'm easy to find on LinkedIn. Got thousands of followers there. And my passion really is I had a lot of guardian angels. I mean, think about coming from a town of 800 with one red light, and the odds of me being able to, you know, build one of the largest sports marketing agencies in the world have just been, you know, astronomical, but I've been very blessed.
Well, you're talking to the same individual, Vince. I feel very much the same way. I'm a guy that never did go to college, started my own business when I was very young, didn't go to college. I've been an automotive guy all my life, employed a lot of different people over the years, still have a business I run on a daily basis, and happen to be lucky enough to sit here and talk to guys like you for 3 hours every evening in rush hour drive time radio, which if you'd have told me that, you know, 10 years ago, I'd have said, yeah, right.
Right, one of the best and biggest markets in the world, so you're making a positive impact. And I think we all need to come together and try to do that because, like I said, you know, it's funny, John, when, you know, we'd always had this great intern program because I would host 40 kids every summer and hundreds of resumes, and then I would help place kids at, you know, Coca-Cola, Chick-fil-A, and all these places and jobs. And when things hit the fan, they came out of the woodwork saying, please don't shut Melt University down. And so we have pivoted into, I got to have you on because we now have 65 career development podcasts in the can. I'm going to do another 150, a weekly career development newsletter.
I'd love to. Yeah, I'd love to help. That'd be awesome. I would participate in that in a heartbeat.
I mean, we love these kids, and they are our future.
They are
great kids.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. They really wanted that help. And so,
real quick, by the way, there are a lot of good kids out there, too. I know a lot of times, the higher generation always ditzes the next generation. And by the way, it's been going on for thousands of years. But Vince, there's a lot of great kids out there.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of great kids out there with tons of desire and great parents and great support mechanisms who are, you know, they're in there sledding it. And again, if you don't lose anybody in this, you know, terrible COVID time, there's a lot of silver linings out there of appreciation, stepping back, helping people, not taking things for granted, and, you know, trying to go one day at a time. And so that's been that way for me because I'm like you. I've been grinding for 40 years since I got to Auburn, and I was like, you know, I want to try to do some things I want to do for a change.
Yeah.
And I really, really wanted to share this knowledge. And
that's awesome.
With the book, and I really appreciate you having me on.
No, in fact, I'd love to have you back on. I scheduled you to one segment. I'll get you back on again, though, Vince, if you're willing to do it. I'd love to have you. You speak my language. It's good stuff.
Like I said, I feel like you and I got a nice kindred bond together, and anything that we can do, and I'm out there, like I said, tell them to hit me on LinkedIn.
Sure, do it.
I usually respond to everybody, so
okay.
I really appreciate your time. Looking
Likewise.
Forward to catching up with
Vince,
you.
I appreciate it very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you for joining us. I really mean it. I'll have you back.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha, sir. Vince Thompson again, folks. It's Melt Atlanta. So meltatl.com. He's the founder, chairman, and CEO of Melt, one of the biggest sports marketing brands in the country, teaching young people how to do the same, how to build a brand so that they can actually, you know, succeed in this world. So I would encourage you, if you got any young people at all that you want to direct towards them, do so. And we'll get Vince back on in the future. Great guy, as you can tell. American National Insurance is up next, folks. And another great guy, my insurance agent. He would love to help you. And by the way, feels the same way about all of this that we just spoke about. That's Paul Leuenberger. He would love to help you with all of your insurance needs, loves young people as well, has kids of his own, and wants to help people succeed, and he'll do that with you. 303-662-0789. That's American National Insurance.
Get your unique vehicle insured for what you know it's worth. Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance gives you the coverage you expect, which means you have the money to replace your vehicle when something goes wrong. Here's a real story from a customer of Paul. A brand new custom vehicle in transport was not strapped on correctly. It fell off the transport vehicle and onto the highway through no fault of the owner. Because he had insured his vehicle with Paul Leuenberger, he filed a claim and replaced the vehicle, no questions asked. In fact, American National Insurance went to bat for him against the transport company to make sure he got the coverage he expected. With any other insurance, that story might have ended very differently. Make sure your unique vehicle is insured correctly so you get the coverage you expect. Call the personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance at 303-662-0789.
All right, Novus Auto Glass, and don't forget their limited lifetime warranty when it comes to glass repair. In fact, if they do a repair and it doesn't work out and you need to do a windshield, they'll credit you back, give you the windshield, and move forward with all of that. And they'll do that with your insurance company as well. RushToReason.com/Novus. It's N-O-V-U-S. N-O-V-U-S. And again, they can fix up to 1-foot crack. Give them a try if that's something you've got going on with your windshield, or get that windshield replaced and do it now. Again, rushtoreason.com/novus.
John Rush personally uses Novus Auto Glass to maintain his fleet of company trucks. All of his trucks tend to be in the same place at the same time on Friday mornings. So every Friday morning, without fail, John's local Novus guy comes by to check all of the windshields on his company fleet. That's at least 50 different windshields. On the spot, any new little chip or crack gets immediately repaired. Since John self-insures his glass repair and replacement, Novus offers him a discounted cash price. Even more importantly, John saves a lot of money in the long run by repairing those chips and cracks immediately instead of waiting to replace all of those windshields down the road. He'd much rather pay $40 or $50 per vehicle for regular repairs than pay hundreds or even thousands of dollars to replace each of those windshields. Take care of your company vehicles. Visit rushtoreason.com/novus now and schedule regular maintenance for your fleet. Novus Auto Glass, the inventors of windshield repair.
Hey, I know there's a little bit of a theme here, but when it comes to kids, young people, one other thing I want to mention about Michael Bailey, and he does all of our mobile estate planning, but Michael loves kids as well. In fact, to the point where he is a high school officiating referee, if you would, of basketball. And does high school, which in today's world, with the rabid parents that are out there running around, you got to hand it to Michael to be able to do that and invest in other people. That's what Michael does. He's a great guy. He wants to help you with your future estate planning. Make that happen today. 720-394-6887 or find him at klzradio.com.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't overcharge. Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law believes everyone should have an estate plan, so he doesn't want the cost to become a barrier. In many cases, like a basic will or trust, Michael Bailey charges a flat one-time fee so you don't get surprised with enormous hourly expenses after the fact. It's worth the value for a thorough, accurate estate plan that protects your loved ones well. KLZradio.com/estate, the reasonably priced attorney.
It's a close race. Where will the 2020 election be decided? Kim Munson here. Tuesday, Richard Barris, director of Big Data Poll, shares his latest polling data, which notes that everywhere he's polled, in the Rust Belt, nationally, in Florida, and New Hampshire, voters expect Donald Trump to win. He'll explain why he thinks the Rust Belt will decide this election. Plus, Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors updates us on the latest regarding PPP loans and entrepreneurship. All this Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. And to kind of recap what I was talking to our last guest about, Mr. Thompson, one other thing that I would do, we didn't get a chance to talk about this because, again, I only slate guests for a certain amount of time. I want to be respectful of their time. We'll get Vince back on. But one of the things that I would do if I was a young person looking for a job and I was in a particular area, whether that be, you know, social media, whether I was looking for a job as a web developer, whether I'm looking as a job as an electrician, a plumber, an auto technician, a welder, whatever the case might be, rather than posting how much fun you had drinking beer with your buddies the night before at whatever party you happen to be at, I'd be posting things on what I'm doing to better myself in the world of the career I'm trying to enter into. So, for example, if I'm a welder and I'm trying to be a welder and I want a job as a welder and I'm practicing my welding, I would be posting those pictures so everyone could see how am I doing? You know, where have I started and where have I gone to today? That's the sort of thing that I would be doing, basically telling a story about what I'm looking at when it comes to the furthering of my own career. Jarrett Stepman joining us next, though, Daily Signal. What? Hello, Jarrett. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing pretty well, doing quite well this early fall.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know about you guys, but really perfect weather for us right now. The more extreme cold will come, but right now it's gorgeous.
You know, fall really is my favorite time of the year, especially in the early fall. You've got that wonderful October weather, and you've got a few months before the cold really sets in. It can't get any better than that.
Fully
I
agree.
Really love it.
All right, so I know this is a big story. I don't want to wear it out, but, you know, it's out there. We might as well talk about it. Trump, COVID, the left just had a total frenzy yesterday when he went a riot in the motorcade. I mean, Jarrett, you can't please these people.
Oh, no, you can't please these people at all. I mean, that's, you know, it's no surprise the kind of reaction I saw. But, I mean, look how important this is. I mean, obviously, when the president has any kind of health scare, even if it's something very minor, it's, of course, a great concern to the country. And it's good to see President Trump. It looks like he's recovering rather quickly. Of course, he has some of the best doctors in medicine
right.
in the world. Walter Reed Hospital is a fantastic hospital. And it's good to see him bounce back. Of course, it was amazing, of course, right away when we got the news that he had contracted the COVID disease. The kind of ghoulish text you see and tweets and things like
this awful.
Were, I think, pretty predictable, quite
yep.
honestly. And,
yep.
of course, just trying to attack or own the president or whatever it is. It's some pretty ugly stuff, of
yep.
course. But, you know, we're kind of used to seeing this in the politics of 2020.
Fully agree. And, you know, not that I didn't expect them, but good night, Jarrett. It's like they're just so rabid at times. I don't know what other word to use, Jarrett. They're just rabid. They can't wait for some sort of bad news to come out about the president to the point some are even saying, you know, they hope this takes him down, which I look at that and I think to myself, what kind of a sick individual would even say that?
Yeah, and I think you get a lot of this. You get a lot of this from the so-called blue check marks on Twitter, people who are, you know, have that kind of official recognition, who say really, I think, ghoulish things. But you know what? I think things are looking up for the president. He was finally released from the hospital today. It looks like he's having a turnaround, and you know that's a good thing.
It's
a good thing that he has.
It's fabulous.
It's amazing that he was able to do as much as he was while being sick. I kind of think, you know, all the times that I get sick, you know, I don't want to get out of bed. But, you know, he's still president of the United States, still went on camera, still, I
yep.
think, importantly, showed that the American people that he's going to be strong through this. And, of course, stand by his wife, who's also
You know, I'm glad you say, both of those, Jared, because here's the thing, not to interrupt, but I really want to bring this up quickly. Also goes to show you the love and concern for the country that he has to even do that in the first place. Because let's face it, he didn't have to. He could have easily taken a few days off and just kind of gone into seclusion and not said a word, right?
Absolutely. And that's something that I think a lot of Trump supporters have always liked about him. He's the man in the arena. He's the man who of action, that even when he himself is under attack or he has sickness, he's out there. He's out there fighting. He's out there, you know, when his country calls, he's in that arena that Theodore Roosevelt used to talk about. And I think American people, they want leaders like that. They want leaders who are willing to step in even when times are bad. They
mm-hmm.
don't just disappear when things get hot. And even though, of course, you know, getting sick is a terrible thing, and it sounds like, you know, he was quite sick. But nevertheless, you know, he was president of the United States. He got right back out there and showed the American people, his supporters, that he's going to stay strong, especially as we're not too long before an actual election takes place. And that's a good signal to the country. And that's
Agreed.
Kind of what he's always been. That's kind of what
Agreed.
He's always been as a politician.
Well said. No, you are 100% correct. And again, the reality of the left and the way they've attacked and the things that they've done in this particular regard, number one, as far as I'm concerned, it's unexcusable. They shouldn't be acting like that. Number two, though, to actually have him, you know, bounce back and do the things that he's actually doing and getting back on track. And again, I'm one that's, Jared, I'm not going to publicize or, you know, promote until we know he's fully 100% back at it. But boy, I tell you what, to look at where he's going and the progress he's making and the fact that he'll be released, if not, you know, probably within the next 15 minutes or so from the hospital and really literally be right back at it. If he's not already, in fact, I haven't followed the news enough to know he could already be back at it. I know they were going to release him tonight. Have you heard anything else?
Yeah, actually, he just got released, I want to say about an hour and a half ago. In fact, he tweeted out about being released from the hospital.
Okay, there
and,
you go.
You know, all good signs that he's already had, really what you could say is an early release from these things. And I think he gets a boost from the country over this. I think that'll be a big part of this. But, you know, we've seen now, you know, he's had this kind of health scare. He's bounced back quickly. He looks like he's in the driver's seat. You know, I think those are all good things. And certainly, especially when you look at the kind of ugly comments that were thrown his way, the people saying terrible things, I think it makes him look quite terrible. And of course, you know, we have so many political ballots coming up. We have a Supreme Court nomination ballot that's going to take place in the Senate. That's going to be huge. And, you know, of course, we're now in the home stretch. And, you know, I think Trump's going to push, you know, hard to we have, you know, a few more debates, hopefully, that will continue as planned. And, you know, having him look strong, especially when a lot of his arguments against Joe Biden are, you know, Joe Biden is not, you know, the strong man in the arena, so to speak, I think are very important for him at this time. And seeing the president do this and bounce back, it's the bottom line is it's good for the country.
What would you tell in closing? I'll let you go. What would you tell those individuals, the lefties that are out there that literally are exploding over the fact that he went for that ride outside of the hospital and they want him charged with high crimes and removed from power because he was outside of the hospital riding around in the motorcade?
I would say don't let politics become so important to you that you become ghoulish. I mean, these are the people that call President Trump a monster all day long. Look at your own behavior. Look at how you've treated the president of the United States that was put in office in 2016, and look and reflect on that behavior. I mean, we've certainly seen a lot of ugliness over the summer. And I think for those who say that Trump has coarsened American life, I think for a lot of people, if you look at the media and their reaction to all this, you know, maybe they should put the mirror on themselves and see, you know, how they've reacted to this, you know, where the real ugliness is coming from.
Yeah, well said. I'll leave you with that. Jarrett, good stuff. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir, very much. Appreciate it. Daily Signal, that's where you can find more of Jarrett's work. Let's do this. Ascent Health Center is up next. Dr. Julie would love to help you out with all of your health needs. And what I mean by that is you're just not feeling well. Call Dr. Julie today and find out why. She's got a lot of free tests she can do right now to find out what's going on with you, what needs to be fixed, and how she can help you get back on track. It's AscentHealthCenter.com, 303-343-8800.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Neil from Enchanted Kitchens joining us. Neil, how are you today, sir?
I'm great, John. How are you doing?
Good. How's things at Enchanted Kitchens?
They're just busting open.
Awesome.
Things are great here.
That's what I wanted to hear. All right. I know also that the holidays are fast approaching. Halloween just around the corner, Thanksgiving shortly after that, and then it's not too far until Christmas, and folks maybe want to be ready for, I'm guessing, Thanksgiving maybe first, but for sure for Christmas. How do they get all that done in that time frame? Is that something you can work with?
Not unless they're picking product that's in stock. If they want a good quality product, there's a 5-week lead time to order that stuff. It's never too soon to start planning, though, so that we can hit the ground running when they are ready.
So if they want to get something done by Christmas, they got to get hustling.
They got to get hustling. It's not possible by Thanksgiving, but Christmas is still doable.
Okay, so still doable by Christmas. Get hustling. Now, I also know that you guys, because I've seen it for myself, you've got a very unique way in showing people what their kitchen will even look like as you go through this design process. Talk about that.
So, yeah, we have to be able to do 3D renderings. It's a visualization tool, and those can be actually virtual tours through their new space based on the design that we worked out with them. That can also be done virtually through Zoom meetings if they don't want to come into the showroom. But, yeah, you have to be digital. You have to be electronic nowadays.
Gotcha.
It's a good tool.
No, it's a great tool. It gives you the ability to literally stand there and look at how things are not only going to look, but for me, Neil, it's more of just how are things going to be positioned and how do you like the way those things are going to function before you actually pull the trigger?
Yeah, and you can stand right in your space, look at your existing one, and look at the new one right alongside it on the screen. I mean, there's good ways to employ this technology, and space planning has changed a lot. So there have been changes in theories as to how to navigate space.
The way you guys are doing it is the only way doing it. I can't tell you how many kitchens and other spaces throughout the years, Neil, I've looked at, and I think, Who did that? And my gut feeling is, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but my gut feeling is typically it's a contractor suggesting something, and it may be because they've got some leftover something or other that they want to get rid of, and it may work in this particular space, so they suggest it. It offloads some things on their end. It gets it off the, you know, off their shoulders, puts it on somebody else's, but at the end of the day, not the best choice for the client.
You know, there's all kinds of reasons to do that. It's not uncommon. I mean, they have to hit a price point to be able to move the product. Those are good, valuable assets to have, but it's not always the best for the customer. So we try and make the space work for them first now. And
Has to be high. And folks listening, please hear me on this. Where you think you might be saving a little bit of money, a dollar here, a dollar there, depending upon what you're saving it on, and this is where Neil and Enchanted Kitchens comes into play. Neil, depending upon what you're saving it on, you might not be saving anything. In fact, it might be costing you down the road.
Well, that's true. Again, you have to work with the objective and goals of the customer. If they have to hit a budget number, we just do that. But we also advise them that there's a more effective way to use those dollars to provide value and long-lasting quality. Those are important to the customer. Then we can make that happen, too.
Got it. Okay, speaking of that, what kind of discounts do we have going on right now?
Currently with Yorktown, we've got a 15% off their entire product line.
Okay.
Great product and good finishes, good performance, good long-lasting time in the industry. They've got a good track record.
Perfect. Okay. What do they need to do to get a process started? Let's say they're thinking about this. They're not really sure what they want to do. You know, they've been maybe up in the air, both, you know, maybe husband, wife, or, you know, this couple is looking at this. They can't really decide what they want to do. What's their next step with you guys?
Well, we invite them to just contact us and see how we can meet with them. We have to start where they start. We invite them into the showroom. Got a great showroom here. We can show them through product. Then we can take those products into their home and see what they look like in their lighting conditions.
Gotcha.
That's kind of where it starts before we get to a formal process of design, just so design challenges and earn their trust.
One of the things I also know about you guys that doesn't necessarily happen at other places, especially some of the big box stores, is these customers don't need to, or clients don't need to bring their own measurements to you. You guys can go do all that for them, correct?
It's good service. Yeah, that they should expect that, yes.
Because I know in a lot of cases, they've got to have their own measurements of things. And anytime I look at that, Neil, I just shake my head thinking, to me, that's just one more way of having a problem when you've got somebody else in the midst, the customer themselves. You know, I'm from the auto industry. That would be like me asking a customer to diagnose their own vehicle. I just don't see how that functions properly.
Oh, you're right on, John. If we're going to be held responsible to the client and to the customer and to the project, then let us do that and take it over for them. That's fair.
Do they need to come into the showroom and see you first, or can they just make a phone call, Neil?
Well, I prefer that because we can show product here. They can make a phone call, and then we can discuss it. But just start the conversation. We'd like to see them in here, and then we'd like to go to the home thereafter.
Do they need any sort of ideas on what they want to do prior to seeing you, or are they best to just start with even a blank slate and let you guys help suggest some things?
No, we want them to bring their ideas. They're part of the design process,
okay.
And they have their own styles and their own color preferences. We build on that, maybe give them some good ideas. We do bring a clean perspective to the project as designers, as professionals. But they have to be part of the process.
All right, one question I got for you, just because I have to ask this. How many times do you have to get in and solve a family dispute where one side wants something and the other side wants something else?
That's the beauty of what we do, John. We love to do that. Yeah, I had a customer once that wanted an old world, and his wife wanted ultra modern. So you just have to find a way to work between the two of them, and it's usually a good, fun exercise.
May I laugh? But I've been in retail long enough in my life to know those things are going to happen.
People are people.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So what do they call? How do they get a hold of you guys? What's our next step?
So I'm Neil. I'm at Enchanted Kitchens. Our number here is 303-376-7588. Call anytime or here 9 to 5. Or you can reach us by email. I'm info@enchantedkitchens.net.
Okay. Or you can stop by the showroom, correct?
Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah.
Okay. And the showroom, by the way, for all of you listening, is really not that far away from us here at the station. Basically, I probably the best way for me to say it, Neil, is a little bit west of Santa Fe and Hamden. You're kind of over in that Riverdale area, not hard to find.
Yeah, River Point. Yeah.
River Point, I meant. Sorry, River Point. Yeah, not that hard to find, though. Yeah. On the north side of 285, pretty easy to find. Or south side, I mean. South side of 285.
Santa Fe and Hamden.
That's the best way to do it. I've got a client right over in that area as well, so I'm in your neck of the woods. And next time I'm down that way, I'll stop in and say hi, Neil.
We'd love to have you, John.
I appreciate that. All right, guys, I'll leave you with that. Neil, again, thank you for your time. I enjoy it. Kitchens are great, especially when they're done properly.
Yep, we like it too.
All right, perfect. Neil, appreciate it very much. Have a great evening, sir.
Thanks, John. Talk
you bet.
To you later.
You bet, sir. Again, Enchanted Kitchens, folks, you can find them also by going to klzradio.com, klzradio.com, and that's Enchanted Kitchens. And I say all the time, if you want that kitchen to work, if you want it to be functional, if you want it to be that place, that gathering place of your home, just go to Enchanted Kitchens, and they will do the rest. Again, find them at klzradio.com.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat. All of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time, work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And yep, if you're over in that River Point area, stop by Enchanted Kitchens, check out the showroom. It's absolutely beautiful. And please let them know that we sent you over there. I know they would appreciate it very much. So before we close out this hour, I want to add one last thing here today. I got about a minute left is all. Colorado's, Andy and I have talked about this a lot, Colorado's makeshift COVID hospital still sitting empty. And it's costing you, the taxpayer, because, by the way, the government has no money, especially in Colorado. That comes from you. Doesn't matter where. It comes from you all the time, even nationally. $60,000 a day. That's an expensive hospital stay, by the way. $60,000 a day. And by the way, we haven't had one person yet use it. Not one person. Hasn't been used one time. That has got to be the biggest waste of government taxpayer money that we've ever seen. $60,000 a day right here in Colorado, and that's just one of the locations. That doesn't count the other two. This is just the one location, $60,000 a day. So another couple hours coming your way. Don't go anywhere. Up next, we're going to talk about digital marketing in politics. Cyrus Krohn is going to join us. He is the author of Bombarded. We'll be right back. Hour number two is next. If you're listening to our replay hour, thank you so much. We do appreciate it very much. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Enjoy your evening. Otherwise, hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.